Welcome to Let's Chat Core with Sarah Brown Wessling. Today's question, why is there such an emphasis on nonfiction, especially in kindergarten?
Well, first of all, kindergarten is not the same for students now as it was when we went to school. It's not even the same for a lot of students as it was 5 or 6 years ago. Kindergartners are being asked to do a lot more academic work. So I think that's one of the reasons. Another reason is that we know that students, all of our readers, have to have a real healthy balance between experiences with fiction or stories and experiences with nonfiction or informational texts. So we teach students how to read stories. We teach them how to read for a beginning, a middle, and an end. But when they take that process to a nonfiction text, they find that it doesn't work because nonfiction texts are written very differently. And so we need to be sure to equip our students with both ways of reading. So that means when we are putting nonfiction or informational texts in front of our youngest students, we're helping them to understand the difference between a heading and then that big block of text, or we're helping them to understand an icon, or we're helping them to understand the features of nonfiction. And this means that then when I take my own kindergartner to the Science Center, she's going to be able to understand when you look at the pictures, when you look at the heading, and she would be able to point to me. Even if she can't read the words yet in kindergarten, she could point to this place on the sign that says, "Mom, can you tell me what animal I'm looking at?"